President Donald Trump formed a task force to address missing and murdered Indigenous people last month. This is a report on Operation Lady Justice's mixed reception in Indian Country. At the signing of his executive order to establish Operation Lady Justice, Trump went off script to acknowledge the severity of the crisis.
We're taking this very seriously. This has never been done before. And I've seen it just by reading and watching the news. It's a very serious problem. It's a horrible problem.
Crow Chairman A.J. Not Afraid was one of about five tribal leaders invited to witness the signing.
We have a man whose name I want to use. I maybe have to change my name because I love this name. Alvin A.J. Not Afraid, Chairman of the Crow Nation. I love this name. Where are you? Come here. Say a few words.
Yes, sir. First of all, President, we are honored that you recognize the Native Nations as well as the Crow Nation. We've been proponents of the Trump administration and all the endeavors.
The task force is composed of eight federal officials from the FBI, Bureau of Indian Affairs, and the Departments of Interior, Justice, and Health and Human Services. Tribal Councilwoman for the Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribes, Charmelle Gillen, says she was pleased when she found out about Trump's plans to address missing people in Indian Country.
I think from an executive order standpoint, to me, it seems like all of the bases are well covered.
Now she wants tribal consultation, which the executive order says the task force will do to establish the scope and nature of the issue. She says she believes Attorney General William Barr, who will co-chair the task force, started that process last month when he visited the Flathead Reservation. There, he unveiled his plans to hire coordinators in 11 U.S. attorneys' offices to improve protocols for how law enforcement responds to missing or murdered people. Others say the plan falls short. Congresswoman Deb Haaland, a New Mexico Democrat and member of the Pueblo of Laguna, released a statement saying Barr's plan doesn't include enough coordination at the local and tribal levels. Gillen's colleague, Flathead Councilwoman Shelley Fayan, has similar critiques of Operation Lady Justice.
I think unless you look at the large picture, you know, what is happening upstream to cause these things, it's just going to be a Band-Aid.
She wants the task force to look at more than just law enforcement, but substance abuse and the problem of runaways, too. But she says she's not sure what they can accomplish without tribal governments at the table. A spokesperson from the White House says that there will be extensive tribal consultation, as it is vitally important to have robust input from tribal leaders, impacted American Indian and Alaska Native families and advocates and other key partners. The spokesperson says to expect the first meeting to happen in the near future. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Olivia Reingold.